Good evening, my podcast universe, Dr. Notorious, coming at you from the mothership, Joke Cast. Mean Bagajean. Maybe I should sing a song about being 8 years old and watching wrestling. Call it the Ode to the Ultimate Warrior. The Warrior! Oh god, I've been doing wrestling bits all week with different things that Dr. Notorious does outside of the mothership. I got other jobs. So I had a little cocktail. It's been a fun Friday night. Is it daylight savings time? Is that it? If you're listening from wherever, not American, we have this stupid thing called daylight savings time. Our government forced a bonus. Fucking Ben Franklin. Which is odd that he suggested something this ridiculous, because the guy was a fucking anarchist. God damn it. Just like me. That's my theory. And the world is a goddamn fucking anarchy as it is. Yeah. Here you go. Professor Notorious stepping up international political economic theory by Dr. Notorious on Friday night. So, what? Oh. We got communication coming in. Okay. Toto. Oh, hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Pierce Princeton Pemberley IV. Oh, it's been quite the week, hasn't it? Well, you know, daylight savings time. I wouldn't know. I don't really deal with those trials and tribulations as I jet set across the world in my Gulf Stream, which is apparently at the bottom of a mountainous lake in an alternate dimension. So, while the monks are fishing it out and repairing it for me, this nice chap, Dr. Notorious, asked if I would host a little soiree on Friday nights, you know. Nothing like a good cocktail, yeah. Oh, I do like a good cocktail. Alright. Well, it's prick talk, so that is what Dr. Notorious calls it. I prefer to think of it as allowing the common person, the common man and woman and whatnot, the chance to speak to someone truly educated and truly sophisticated in all the various ways of the world. A little bit about myself. I grew up on the Pemberley Estates. They have many locations, but we do have property in Napa, and Ohio, and New York on the islands. And I prefer to spend time at my estate and outside of Nîmes along the Loire Valley. I have a vintier there that produces a fine brandy from the already fine wines that I make with the lovely grapes that set upon the beautiful vineyards of my estates there, yes. I like to sit there and paint watercolors and contemplate the great mysteries of the world, like, when am I going to get to see another Russian woman naked? Or, oh, no, wait, oh, that's someone else's thoughts. Spent a little time in Mar-a-Lago and then got upon my plane. Next thing I knew, I was in this alternate dimension called Wudan, and they're like hitting gongs and things all the time. It's quite disturbing. Anyways. First caller, let's see here. Dr. Notorious said, computer?
Hello, Mr. Pemberley. How may I assist you?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Aren't you quite the sophisticated gentleman?
Thank you, sir. How may I assist you?
Oh.
There's a call coming in.
Yes.
Let me put him through. All right,
put him through.
Alan, go ahead.
Hey, Pierce, yeah, this is Snippy from the Odd Topic Show, and I want to know why you such a fucking prick, you miserable fuck. Go fuck yourself. I'll fucking come over there and make sure you get fired, you moron. You hear me? You're fired, you fucking moron. Yeah, you fucking prick, you. Tell me why you such a prick. Tell me, I want to know why you were a fucking prick and a fucking scumbag, rich prick you.
Oh my, Alan. Why so much animosity? I think you're speaking to my dear friend Donald and his lovely wife Melania. I was just a Mar-a-Lago before my Gulfstream mysteriously flew into these strange mountains. But nonetheless, I don't understand why the common man feels such as they do. I mean, my great-great-great-grandfather, you know, enslaved many, many people and worked very hard doing it to amass a large fortune to allow countless generations of my family to live in luxury. Why do you have this animosity then, you know? I mean, we just, you know, plowed through the pristine countrysides and built things. And, you know, if a native population got in the way, we, you know, did horrible things and sent horrible people in. But, you know, it's capitalism, you know. It's always been like that. You know, the big fish eats the little fish, you know. And then the big fish, you know, enjoys the whole might is right and all that, you know. I don't see what the problem is, Alan. I think you just don't know what you really want out of life. And that's really the simple answer. Enjoy the finer things and the simple things in life. Like painting and skiing in the Alps and playing tennis with the Federers. And you'll find life just takes care of itself. Thank you, Alan.
Ah, yes, Dr. Notorious. Happy Friday morning, my friend. I am so blessed to be on the mothership. I'd like to go to a lot of different places with you, universes. Speaking of universes, I'd like for you to go in depth in your hilarious prick talk voice and maybe bring Pierre out. Maybe we can go into how the French developed the greatest things in life, like crepes and democracy, the menage a trois. I would love to hear about the cathedral. Not that that has anything to do with France, but please go in depth and shed some light on these topics so I can go from a dummy to a yummy. And when I say yummy, I just mean a smarter individual. Dr. Notorious, I love you.
Oh, Mr. Moe, if you've never wandered down the Champs-Élysées at night, stood beneath the Arc de Triomphe and ate a crepe from a cart, while speaking with Pierre, je voudrais café and crepe Suzette en origine pour sa femme de la ménage à toi. Bon oui? And Pierre says, yes, Pierre, my friend, yes. You speak the language of the French, the language of the lover. For thus is, when you go to France, you must experience it as a lover experiences a lover for the first time. Because France is like a lover, you know. Those first couple of days are wild and sleep-deprived, and then everything smells like piss. That's why I prefer the south of France, you know. That's Paris, you know. Gauche Paris. Oh, and the cathedrals, though. The flying buttresses. And the women of Paris. And the wine bars. And the cheeses. Yes, Matty Mao. Oh, it is divine, the finer things in life, my friend. Work hard, work hard, work hard. At least that's what we make you think. If you work hard, you'll experience the finer things. Like caviar upon a bed of creme fraiche in a scooped out new potato. Salmon nichoir salad served in a cafe under the steps of the Eiffel Tower. Yes. Sailing down the Seine in a personal houseboat with David Gilmour of Pink Floyd personally serenading you. Yes, 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 yes. I can see how you would wonder about the finer things in life. It gives you time to study things like the great cathedrals of France. People do like Notre Dame, but I actually prefer to travel outside of Gay Paris and experience the beautiful town of Chartres, where the Chartres Cathedral is a product of many generations and several architects' work. There's one Gothic tower, and after a great collapse, a structural failure of the original tower, they then built a more Renaissance tower. And it harkens to two different periods in the religions and the art of France. You see the classical and the romantic combined into one. It reminds me of Titian, chiaroscura, the light and the dark wrapped into one. It is beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for your question, Mr. Moe. And my music has even run out. Good God, how gauche. I wish someone could play or sing me a tune. Do you know anyone, sir?
Okay. I got a question for you. Fucking latest prick. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, shit. I'm on the floor now. Ugh. Oh, I found my cigarette, though. God damn it. Oh, God. Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day Eve. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, God damn it. Pull yourself together and it's worse. Where's the fucking aminos? Oh, here we go. Okay. Scotch to wash it down. Fuck.
Whew.
Okay. What's up, you fascist prick? Tell me. Tell me right now. Where is it? Tell me where it is. Where's Eric of the Covenant? Fuck Illuminati piece of shit. Oh, God damn it. Where am I even? Goddamn phone.
Oh, fuck. I'm on the floor. Oh, hold on. God damn it, Taraski! I am fucking Belfast. I am St. Patrick's Day. I don't even end up in the right fucking Irish city. I see a sword and legs. What public house is this? Apparently, I'm in the land of the leprechauns.
Thank you, Seamus. Seamus said, there's a pot of gold for us. There's a pot of gold in this area.
Hold on a second.
There's a pot of gold in this for you if you get your ass here. Quick! God damn it! Okay. Innkeep, a round of the black stuff for all my new friends.
Well, hello, Dr. Notorious. Let me help get you up off the floor.
God damn it! What the fuck are you doing here?
Well, I heard you having a drink at this public house, and the ship brought me here. I thought we could mend some bridges or whatnot.
But... where's the...
No, I don't know where the Ark of the Covenant is. Please, it doesn't even exist.
I knew it. Join me in a pile of stuff and raise a glass for St. Patrick. Getting rid of a creature that, you know, anthropologically speaking, probably couldn't even have fucking lived on this island at that time and place anyways. So good job, St. Patrick, for getting rid of something that probably wasn't even on the goddamn island to begin with. Yes, Dr. Notorious.
I don't think you should be saying that so loudly in the middle of where we are.
Just kidding, fellas. It's the Guinness talking, you know. Bad evil spirits down the bottom of the liquor bottles, you know. Woo. I love the Irish. Beggars and mash. What else the Irish people eat? God damn it.
Oh, Dr. Notorious. Let's have a pint and celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Thank you, everyone.
God damn it! God, where the fuck is my goddamn attorney? Trotsky, get your fucking ass here. Damn it.
Well, good night, everyone. We'll head back to the mothership eventually, I suppose.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.